I'll get more details.
Good afternoon,
Hello?
Family First. Nina speaking.
Hi, Nina. I'm returning a call. My name is Tanika Gordon.
1 second, let me pull your file. For Ms. Jacqueline Green?
Yes.
So, yeah, so your file has been transferred to upper management. I wanted to call and
That's
discuss
fine.
What's going on with the clock ins and out.
Oh, so we've been trying to contact you guys on finding an alternative to clocking out while we're out and about because her appointments are during the weekdays or we're out running errands. Even though she's a client, she's still my parent, so we're not just constrained to being in the house. And nobody offered any alternatives, even though we've been asking.
So let me explain to you how that works, because when when we link things that GPS is out of range, then the insurance want confirmation on why we're linking them. And if we tell them that you guys are out and about majority of the time, then your client, your family member, they can get a decrease in hours. That's the problem with that. The reason is because home care is for a home care basis, not transporting and out and about all the time. So the services must start and stop in the home. Even if she has an appointment at 8 o'clock, then you need to clock in at 7 o'clock or 7:30.
So
that's
the
only problem with that. So you got to be a little bit careful because I've seen people lose hours because of that.
Hold on. I'm going to relay this information.
Mm-hmm.
They said, the woman's saying that if we're out and about, the start and stop time has to be at home because it's considered home care. Mm-hmm. Even though the options are running errands and accompanying the patient to appointments and things like that.
Yeah, so you're free to take her wherever she needs to go, but you just need to make sure you clock in at the service location.
Mom.
So you just need to make sure you just clock in at the service location, and then you guys can go out and about and do what you need to do, and then just clock back out when you get back to the home.
Right, and that's the thing. We were doing that, and it still turned into a timesheet because if they say clock in when you return, but my scheduled time is 12 to 5. If we're out, I don't know, 10 a.m. her appointment, then we run errands. I get back to the house 1 o'clock. Then they're only counting from when I clocked in to when I clocked out. And then I end up still having to do a timesheet for that.
So the reason why the hours is not matching, because you're not clocking, and when you clock in late, you must clock out later. The problem is if you're clocking out after 6, that's going to cause a conflict interest with the next caregiver on shift. So then we're going to create a billing issue with the insurance because we can't do overlap schedules.
Is there an option for her to clock in and out from her, like for us to call in with the, from her device?
So the problem is there is a call in, but it's a fob device, but the fob device has to be stationed at the home. It has to be installed at the home.
And we discussed that and we requested it, and that wasn't an option either. Like nobody followed through or followed up.
Let me just
with that either. Like that we've been going through this since we transferred. And we don't know who her what is it called? Her coordinator,
her coordinator
is
here
changed.
It's Alyssa.
I'm not sure. I'm not trying to, you know, throw anybody under the bus, but we've had limited information and limited, you know, options on alternatives. And then every time that somebody reaches out to me or her is with threats of, you know, she's going to have to choose somebody else or, you know, she won't get paid for
No, that's me because that's what I monitor. I have to monitor the files to make this for the mistake compliant through the state. Because when we get audit and the state comes in and they pull all the caregiver records, they pull the clock ins and out, they have to verify all this. And if we are not doing what we're supposed to do on our end, then we can lose our license. So that's where the problem consists of. Yeah.
You don't work on Saturdays and Sundays? I won't have to work all day on Saturday and Sunday because we'll be in the house most of the day on that day. Well, based on the text message I received, it's looking like, you know, this is, she has to choose a different caregiver. So my sister, her second caregiver, will take on the hours that you guys are,
LaToya?
That were assigned to me, yeah.
So you want LaToya to do the 12 to 11 p.m. or?
No. Okay, so the text message that I received is that she has to choose a new caregiver.
So,
for,
no, that's why I wanted to speak with you, only because I wanted to see what the situation was, and because we're not getting consistent clock ins and out from you, it's causing a situation, because each time you miss a clock in or you miss a clock out, we go by EBV utilization, that meaning you get a score, a percentage score from your clock ins and out. So right now, you're at 58.43%. You have to maintain an 85%. That's required by the state. The problem is when you miss and we have to submit a timesheet, it makes your numbers go down. So your numbers will never go up if there's always consistency of miss.
Okay.
So that's why I wanted to get a better understanding of, you know, what's going on, why these clock ins and out is not happening, you know, consistently. That's the conversation I need to have with you, because I just wanted you to know going forward, if you decided to remain as a caregiver, we got to get some more clock ins and out from you, because if not, it's going to go down from 58 to nothing.
So the message that I received today, mm-hmm. Is explaining that she would have to choose another caregiver. Right, 100%.
Right.
So
if you can guarantee that you can clock in and out, you know, then that's fine going forward. It's just that we just need you to get more compliant. So it's up to you guys on how y'all wanna do the schedule, or however you wanna service whichever you or your sister on the schedule. Or just change your schedule around just so it can be more convenient for you. You know you're entitled to work up into 16 hours per day by law.
Okay.
So you don't have to have a consistent.
That also wasn't explained too when.
Yes. By law, you can work 16 hours a day. It's just that the state wants you to be off the clock by within 8 hours so you can get sleep before you return to your next shift. So if you need to adjust the schedule, whatever hours you are assigned, you can do it on any day. You can break this up and be 2 days a week, you know, or something. We just need something.
Well, Ms. Green is here. We'll discuss it. Will you be there for, like, the next, I guess, 15 minutes?
Yep, I'm here until 5:30.
Oh, 5:30. Okay, well, then I'll give you a call back.
Okay, no problem.
All right.
All right.